tens of thousands of people will soon be headed to Louisville for the Kentucky Derby, and that worries public health officials. They've seen measles cases pop up around the country, and they don't want it to spread at the big race. Lisa Gillespie of Side Effects Public Media reports from a clinic designed to halt the virus.
So if you want to slip your little jacket off, yeah. And I'll just...
It's a rainy spring evening in the days leading up to the Kentucky Derby. At a health clinic in downtown Louisville, a nurse is sticking a small needle into 18-year-old Nicholas Richter's arm. This is his first round of measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine.
And you're all good to go. Okay. Vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So really you need 2 doses of MMR.
The low-cost vaccine clinic was sponsored by the University of Louisville and the local health department. And the Derby is a big reason for setting it up. On May 4th, people from across the U.S. and the world will stream into town for a day of horse racing. Last year, more than 150,000 people attended. But this year, there's an alarming public health threat, the measles.
Right now, because of the Derby, we know that we are going to have a lot of individuals that will be visiting us from all across the United States. And if you've been to the Derby, you know there is no personal space, right? Everybody is very close together.
That's Ruth Carrico, who came up with the idea for the vaccination clinic. She's an associate professor of infectious diseases at the University of Louisville. Richter knows his high school classmates are likely to go to the race, even if he doesn't.
Especially through school, I'll be exposed to people that have gone to these places with my friends. So I think this is especially good timing. If something does happen, I'll be prepared, and anybody else who gets vaccinated will be prepared as well.
U.S. health officials say there have been more than 600 measles cases this year, and dozens more are being diagnosed. That's the most cases since 2000, when officials said measles was no longer a threat. So far, 2 cases have been recorded in Kentucky, about 2 hours south of Louisville. But with so many people headed for the Derby, there's a risk of an outbreak. That's because the measles is highly contagious.
It is so infectious that one infected person walking through an airport or a shopping center or a school can pretty well infect almost every susceptible person who shares air with that person.
That's Art Reingold, an expert from the University of California, Berkeley. And that's a problem at a race where people pack the stands, betting areas, and concessions. Enclosed spaces are the biggest concern. Someone who has the measles can cough or sneeze, and those particles will hang in the air for a couple of hours, even if that person doesn't yet have symptoms. Carrico says some Americans have become too complacent about measles.
It's those that are in the U.S. that have developed a level of comfort to say, well, we haven't seen these diseases, so why should we be vaccinated? We need to remind them that the reason we haven't seen the diseases is because of vaccination.
To avoid vaccinations, some people cite religious reasons. Others cite debunked research linking vaccines to autism and other illnesses. But the cost of tracking measles cases, offering discount vaccines, and using other resources can add up. An outbreak of 200 cases in 2011 was estimated to cost local and state public health departments up to $5.3 million.
I've got people who are willing to stay late and work extra, so I'm trying to make sure that we pay their salary. We are providing the vaccine because we live in this community too.
She noted that the clinic offered a vaccine rate of $40, compared to a regular price of double or triple that. She said the university covered the rest of the cost. About 30 people were vaccinated over 2 days. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville for Side Effects Public Media.